Hi, this is Chris with another episode of Your Mom Made Me Gay, or the Mom Made Your Gay Made Me Gay podcast. I messed up my title. That's awesome. All right, well, there was another update to Fleming's podcast, so here I go. When he updated, I was kind of pissed at him, for real, because there were a whole bunch of issues going on. I did enjoy the nice, like, I don't know, like 3 month break or so, because nothing was going on. Well, I actually had a lot going on, and I tried doing another podcast, but I don't know, I've mentioned this on previous ones already, but it kind of got depressing, and so I was like, I'm not gonna do this podcast, and so like when he finally did one, then I felt that the podcast was in a much better place. I'm not so happy though, because this one might be a little depressing. Sorry. Also, a lot of the stuff on it may, I may take back later. But, just, I've had a busy week, so get off me. Or not. But yeah, so hopefully I've changed the sound volumes. I listened to some of the older ones. There was an awkward sound quality. I seemed really quiet. Trying to fix that up or figure out how to fix that on here. There's a whole bunch of buttons, and I mean, really, I'm not that savvy on this. I mean, as you can tell, I was kind of pressured into doing this, and I like it. I like it. I just don't really know how to do all this. So, I've heard getting a Mac would be a good idea, but I'm from the Pacific Northwest, and it doesn't really help to stimulate our economy, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so, big things. Well, the first one was that, so on Friday, on Friday I got off work and I got a phone call, but it was an unknown number. And just in case any of you guys happen to get my phone number or know who I am and then get my phone number or whatever you have to do, it was an unknown phone number and just said unknown. I was like, well, I'm not gonna answer that. If it's like a local area code, sometimes I do. But yeah, I just looked at it and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not gonna answer that. And I drove off. Drove from work to actually to go back home and then to go back up to Seattle to hang out with Josh. And yeah, we had a good night. What did we do? Friday. Oh, I think we just we just kind of had a night in. And that was nice. That was nice. I and then I went home that night, and on Saturday I normally call my grandma, which is great because, in case you haven't noticed, one of my high points in life, or one of my pleasures in life, is to make things really awkward for my grandma, which is great. But I went to call her, and she wasn't in, plus I was calling a day early. Normally I call on Sundays. That's right. Stalk me according to my phone records. But yeah, so I called her on Saturday. And at the normal time she wasn't there or anything. So I was like, well, what else am I gonna do? I was in bed and I had my phone. I wasn't gonna place like a dirty phone call or anything, but I was like, well, might as well check my voicemail, right? So I go through my voicemail, and like I knew three of the people already there, and the fourth message was actually from the temp agency that I was working with for my job, and she called to say, oh, yeah, Chris, I'm just calling to say that your contract has been completed. I'm like, oh, okay. And she was like, yeah, and the main reason for this is due to lack of work. Now, the thing that pisses me off about that is that when I went into the interview 2 weeks ago, actually, I think it would have been 3 weeks ago now, but when I went in 3 weeks ago, she was like, "And this is an exciting time because there's a lot of work." And foolish me took them at their word, and I mean, at least I got two paychecks out of it, but yeah, it kind of shocked me that really, maybe like a few months down the road, I was expecting that or maybe something like that to happen. It was like, wow, I just started, and you kind of lured me in thinking that there would be a lot of work, and there wasn't. Thanks. Thank you. But yeah, and so that kind of killed my day, and I spent the next few minutes just texting friends saying, "Hey, guys, remember that job I had?" And most of my friends, and I actually spent Saturday, and then Sunday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday telling some friends. I haven't told anybody yet today, but I'm pretty sure that most of my good friends know already. Oh, I thought of a few that I could, but I could probably hold that off too. Anyway, so yeah, and some of my friends were like, had, like they thought it was like the previous job. Like, no, it was the other one, the one that I told you I had. And yeah, so that really pissed me off, and so I told my grandma, and she was kind of like, she was really disappointed. Not in me, but she was just disappointed that I had a job and it canceled and whatever. So yeah, and then the girl who was the recruiter, the woman, she told me, "Oh, well, feel free to call back if you have any questions." I have, and still have not heard from her. Today is Wednesday. I called Monday morning, Tuesday morning. I haven't called yet today, but I'll definitely call tomorrow. But yeah, I'm just kind of pissed with the whole thing, like really. And she said that she might call like in a few weeks, which is great. It's like, hey, look, I'm being dumped by a company, but they have all the power. Like, that totally makes me feel great. Sweet. Anyway, so on to the phone call with my grandma. She was great. What did she? She said a whole bunch of funny things. Oh, one thing, one conversation that we had was, she was talking about meeting Josh, and I go, and she just mentioned out of the blue, "Well, you know, when you come over here, you guys can't kiss in front of us," or something. And I was like, it just seemed really weird to me that she would just bring that up out of nowhere. I was like, okay, well, let's see what we can do with this. So I go, so nothing at all? Like, can't we show any type of affection? And she goes, well, when you're sitting next to each other, you could hold hands. I was like, and of course I wanted to say, what about standing? And I think I might have, but I didn't really get an answer from her. So I was like, well, nothing else at all? Like, no kissing? And she was like, no. I go, well, what about a peck on the cheek? And she goes, well, yeah, that might be okay. And then I go, well, what about groping? Can I? And that was one of those things where I wish that this wasn't over the phone and it was like in person. That way I could have just seen how her reaction would have been. Because I'm sure her eyes bugged out because she's like, what? And, yeah. Grandma. But yeah, and then, she. What else did she? She also was telling me that last Sunday, not this last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, she had seen the movie Milk, which was really kind of funny because I remember 3 or 4 weeks ago she's like, I don't want to see that movie, but now she's seen it. I wonder what she would have changed her mind, huh? Enlightenment. But yeah, and The other thing that my grandma told me that was noteworthy and a little sweet, but I also don't really care. But it's sweet, and I get the fact that she meant well. But she was talking about like how she was thinking of switching churches because apparently there are two churches of the same religion in her town, and she was saying something about how. Like the one that she goes to now isn't very gay friendly, and so she was thinking about going to the other one. And I was like, "Well, do what you want. I don't care. It's not gonna affect my relationship. Even if you decide to go to become Catholic, it's not gonna change anything. Just as long as your opinions don't change. But it's sweet. Thank you. Thank you. But yeah. And I get that that was actually pretty sweet of her. But I can't let my grandma. I can't let my grandma have a victory because, I mean, once again, she did treat me like I was dying when I told her I was gay. So, let's milk that one for as much as I can. Oh, but and then after I was talking about affection and such, with Josh, she tried to just say, "Well, you also have to think about your grandpa." I was like, "Well, gee, Grandpa, gee, Grandma, we're not talking about him right now. We're talking about you, about what you're comfortable with. Don't." And I try to get her to not pin her feelings on Grandpa, because I'll talk with him about, or of course. But the thing that really kind of got me with that was that she didn't think I had tact. She mentions like, "Well, we wouldn't want to see your sister and her husband making out on our couch." I was like. Yeah, and you know what the difference is? It would probably be likely that my sister would do that. Not to say that she would make out, but it's right after she got married, she started calling my dad and giving him a little too much information. I can keep my information down to a minimum. In fact, I can tell people shit about me. So, and I'm okay with that. I don't care. If I don't know you, then I don't care. I don't think you should know anything about me. And the closer I get to people, the more willing I'm able to open up. And yeah. But if I don't know you so much and you don't listen to this podcast, which thank you for doing it if you do. So I don't open up to people I don't know and don't listen to this podcast. So. But yeah, so but yeah, if I don't know you or you don't listen to the podcast, I don't give a shit what you think about me or what you know about me. You can think whatever. I like to keep it a blank slate, and then once I feel a little comfortable with you, then I'll let you know more about me. And you might even get to know everything about me. I don't really think anybody knows everything about me, but there are people who know a lot about me. And plus, I haven't quantified to say, "Oh, they don't know this. Oh, they don't know that." And plus, if they didn't know everything about me, it's probably like little shit they don't know. Hey, look, I've sworn to this one. So, woohoo. I'm sorry, I meant, fuck yeah. Anyway, so, there was that, and that was kind of hard-hitting. I talked to my carpool, the girl I carpool with, and yeah, that was kind of surprising to both of us. And then let's see. Later that day, Josh was having an auction at for like the youth trip thing that they're going to be doing in June to go to Chicago, and I went to that because I wanted to support him. And I went to the auction, and I talked to like the pastor of the church, and he'd said something. He said jokingly, and I know it was a joke, that I have to at least bid on 4 to 5 things since it was my first time, and of course I did it, but not because I was told to, but because I really like helping charity out, and so, When I had my ex-girlfriend, Remember one time I donated to Easter Seals, just because I felt bad, and I think I gave them $20 or something, which is more than they'd asked for. But I like giving to charity, and if I have the money, I'll do it. Sometimes, especially like right now, with not having a job, I'm willing to donate money too. So, I still have something and I have things to fall back on a bit. But, charity, maybe not so much. And granted, this wasn't so much a charity, but I felt it was for a good cause. And yeah, so I went to it, I ate food, and Josh was worried I'd be bored, but I wasn't. I wasn't bored at all. And I got to meet some of the people he works with, some of his work friends. And that was nice. That was nice. I ended up winning three things. I won a small thing of cookies that looked like they were just like Toll House cookies taken from like from the tray and just like a dozen put on there. I also bought some herbal teas and some Scottish shortbread cookies. And then I also bought, I think I bought six lessons for a cake decorating class. And I was like, oh, I'll do this. And right when I signed up, Josh goes, oh, did you know that that wasn't a bid? Like, you actually are taking the class? I was like, yeah, I know that. Like, I don't care. It's for a good cause. So, and plus, it seemed pretty awesome. There's also another one for, I lost two. Oh, there's something for about like a chocolate cake. I was like, okay. I don't remember if it was making a chocolate cake or having a gourmet chocolate cake made for you or what. But yeah, so I lost that one, I think. One person outbid me. Another thing was like for the baked goods, there were some chocolate fudge brownies or something, and they had blue frosting with like some Hershey's stuff. You can't see the sound effect I'm doing, or you can't see the hand motion I'm doing, but yeah, I'm doing like the whole Hershey's like pouring it over brownies thing, and it was pretty good. I think when I went to go bid on it was like at $13, and so, or at 18 or something, so I put 20, and then there was a little skit thing, and when we came back for that, or the real auction. Then we came back for that, somebody had bid like $22. So I signed. I like at the almost in the last second I sign again and I go for 25. Not because I care about the brownies, but competition. And somebody in the last few seconds, I think somebody saw my bid and then beat me. And I was like, really? And they bid like $33 or something. I noticed like the bid had gone up $13 because I bid twice. Like that makes me feel good. And we tried getting someone else's attention so that she could bid, but she didn't, and then things closed and whatever. Plus I don't think she was that interested in it. But yeah, so that was fun. And then had some cheesecake with Josh, kind of talked about stuff, and then I headed home. Then on Sunday, he was tired after it, so we were gonna meet for lunch, and then we were going to go to the Seattle Gay Men's Choir, concert they'd had, and so I went up there. I went up there. The choir was pretty good. I think it had oh. Their guest was Debbie Reynolds, who many of you people probably know who she is. I didn't, but now I do. I also learned that she's Carrie Fisher's mom, which means more to me than Debbie Reynolds did. But don't blame me. I also learned that Liza Minnelli is Judy Garland's daughter. I guess Judy Garland didn't make everything good. But yeah. I mean, seriously, Liza, your acting sucks. No offense, I still like you, I just don't like you for anything you've done. Is that okay? Can we be friends? Okay, well, whatever. But yeah. And so, and the concert was nice. And yeah, the concert was nice. I went home. Now, the only problem with the whole weekend was that I didn't, the problem with the weekend was that I didn't really feel like I got any real quality time with Josh. I mean, sure, there was Friday, and we did have sex, and then it kind of was like, then we kind of hung out, and then it was like, oh, then he said, oh, I'm kind of tired, or I'm kind of like, and he was stressed out about the auction, so I was like, oh, okay, so I guess I'll just leave. And then he told me, like, oh, well, you could probably stay over on Saturday. And so I was like, oh. So then on Saturday, he's like, I'm really tired after all this. He's like, maybe you could stay over because I now didn't have a job. He's like, oh, well, maybe you could stay over on Sunday night. And then Sunday comes, and around 6:30, he's like, well, I'm really tired. I was like, huh. I wonder what's going on here. So I didn't get any sleep that night. Well, I got 2 hours, but I went to sleep around. I just laid down at like 9:30, and yeah, nothing happened. Nothing happened. I just kind of stared at my ceiling, thinking about like what's going on, because something was going on, or at least I was fairly concerned something was, or fairly certain something was going on. And yeah, I just kind of look at the ceiling, and somewhere, actually, I think I went to bed at like 8:30, like around 11. I'm like, I'm not going to bed till 4, am I? 4:45, but it was pretty good that I was able to guess that. So I just stayed, just kind of like vocalized my feelings, sometimes in English, sometimes in German. It was like a nice little mischung, if you will. But yeah, so just kind of kept wondering about that, and then I was like, well, I can't just spend all my time doing this. So I started playing a video game on my DS, and after a while, and after a long time of playing, I got really tired, and I started zoning out while playing the game, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just save and turn it off, and then just go to bed. But once the thing was turned off, all I could think about was, what's going on? Is there something weird? And it was just like, oh. And that was around 3, and so yeah, I spent the next few hours just kind of obsessed. Well, I guess I kind of was obsessing, but yeah, it just it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good. So that whole day, I twittered some kind of depressing and melancholy tweets, and a friend of mine, I told her about like how I was just kind of. I don't remember like what words I used or something, but I did tell her that I was feeling kind of sad, and there were some things that like I just wanted to tell. And I actually think the worst thing was on Sunday when I got home at 7:30. I told him that I lost my job on Saturday. Actually, I told him earlier that day on Sunday, and I said that all I really wanted was to just be held by him, and that'd be good enough. And I didn't receive a response. And I didn't receive a response until like about a day later when I texted him. But we'll get to that later. But it was the fact that I didn't get a response to that part. It was like, here I am, basically putting everything on the line here, kind of looking for something emotional, and he wasn't responding. It was like, okay, there's definitely something wrong here.
So I met with my friend Dana, and we had lunch, and she actually was like, right when she woke up, she's like, "Well, I need to take a shower, but we can go have lunch at 11." I was like, "Wow, that's really fast." Okay. And so we at 11, we and I started telling her like everything, and she's like, "Yeah, that's not a." It's like, yeah, one of those things might have been good, might have been okay, that might have been just weird, but all these things combined together was like, there's something wrong. And so, I hesitantly agree that, well, there probably is. And she said, like, well, next time you see him, you should confront him about it or ask him. And so I was like, well, I guess. And as much as I hate to do it, she referred me to the book, He's Just Not That Into You. And I've been avoiding this. But at this point it was like, well, why the hell not, right? So I did start reading it, which oddly enough still kind I mean, it doesn't translate perfectly to a gay relationship, especially when it's a man and a man. It tends to be more for women with men. I don't even know how this would work out with lesbians, but there are some good points, some better than others. But yeah, it was just like the fact that he lives up in Seattle and I live like about 30 minutes south, and he kind of considered like he was kind of considering. I mentioned on Sunday that like I hadn't seen him in like in a week and a half, or he was like, "I'm surprised you're not tired of me, or you're not tired of me already." I was like, "No, I mean, I hadn't seen you for like 2 weeks before." He goes, "Oh, well, a week and a half," and a week and a half before that, he'd had a friend come down, and we all met at this bar, but it wasn't like I had any special time with him. It was just kind of like him with a whole bunch of his other friends. It's like. I mean, it was still nice, but it wasn't really our time. And so, yeah. God, I'm such a chick. Anyway. But yeah, so just kind of read some of the book there. And after a few chapters, I was kind of like, this is actually really like they'd have the bad situations. I'm like, wow, this is kind of just like what we'd been going through. And so I texted him. I was like, "Where's our relationship going? I'm not sure we're on the same page." And I think it was like 30 minutes or so. He sent a response saying, "I think you're a great guy. But I think," and I'm paraphrasing because it's on my phone, but I don't want to look at it again, even though, yeah. But saying that you're a great guy, but I don't think I have the time or I don't have the energy to be in a relationship, and also that I deserved better. And it was sad, and I thanked him for being honest. But yeah, so now it's over with Josh, which will be awkward next week or this weekend when I call my grandma and tell. I'm gonna try to space it out because my grandma's been really good about like saying certain things. Like I think like 2 weeks ago, there's a certain area of Seattle, Capitol Hill, where it tends to be more the gay district. There are a lot of gay men in that area, and my grandma goes, "Well, as long as well, at least he doesn't live in Capitol Hill because they," and I think she started like. Mentioning it a little bit, and I go, "Huh, that's weird. He just moved there." And then it was awkward for her. She'd said something else about, she'd said, oh, I think like last weekend, she was like, "Well, as long as he's not like effeminate." And I go, "Well, he's a little effeminate, and I kind of like that about him." And she's like, "Really?" Like, "Yeah, I mean, not completely, but a little. Like, he was gay, but is not yay. And so, and that was a little awkward for her. And then there was also the peck on the cheek and all that stuff. So, yeah, grandma. But yeah, so then I spent yesterday, which was Tuesday, basically trying to get over this whole thing and texting friends. I had lunch with another friend of mine, which was a little awkward telling her because when she had met Josh, she said, "We like Josh a whole lot better than we like you," which she remembered and brought up a little bit, but then decided it would probably be a bad idea to make fun of it, which I appreciate because it would have been. And she would have been a colossal bitch if she had. But yeah. But yeah, a lot of my friends have been really supportive during this time. My friend Vivian, who I used to work with at Sears, who is also a lesbian, she and I generally have our date nights on Tuesday, and we were like, "Hey, let's go out and do karaoke." Or, well, actually, we had the date night, and we were gonna go out for Mexican food. I like how I'm going back to explain all these unimportant details to you, but hey, why not? You're not here to stop me. And even if you don't listen because of this, I'm still gonna put these out because, huh? Well, I'm gonna put these out. So there. Anyway. But yeah. So we went out and had Mexican, and then she asked for like what we wanted to do or something, and I mentioned how I want to do karaoke, and she was like, "Okay, let's do it." I was like, "Really?" Not that I didn't think that she would want to go. Pretty much, almost every time I've done karaoke with Sears friends, like she's always been down to go. So I was like, "Okay, sure, let's go." Oh, and by the way, like she she's an older lady without giving specifics, but she's kind of like when I went to the bar to go get a drink for both of us, the bartender asked like, "Oh, is she your mom?" Like, "Oh, that's cute, and I won't tell her you said that." She's not my mom, but she's actually she could be. She could have been. Well, except that my mom is dead. But other than that, age-wise, I guess. Actually, anyway, I'm gonna stop. But yeah, so I just went with her, and it was fun. There were some friends. There's a group of lesbians that like to go bowling, and then they come over on Tuesday, and then they do karaoke. And one of the peoples I peoples one of the lesbians I'd met on my first trip actually out there. They were there, and yeah, they were there, and so I just kind of Vivian and I bought a drink, and then I saw her, and I'd been texting her, and I told her that Josh and I had broken up, and also that I was planning on, I needed to do some karaoke, and so I was planning on being there about 9:30 or so, and so I went over there, introduced her to Vivian, and or introduced Vivian to her, and just kind of chatted, and also so Josh's friend was also there. Josh's older roommate was there. We kind of. When we came in, we made eye contact, but we didn't really like greet each other or talk too much. And it wasn't until later in the night that she came up to me and we started talking a bit, which was a little weird. Actually, it wasn't weird. It was good. It felt good to talk to her, and I'm pretty sure she was updated pretty well. And I didn't realize this, but She actually lives with the lesbian that I told. So I think like they kind of, I think they might have like collaborated their stories or got them straight before they came over. Except that, yeah, there were some details that seemed to be missing, but it seemed like the three of them already knew like the story and the whole story. And so that was pretty nice. And right now I'm kind of in that whole trying to get over it stage. And it's sad. It's sad because I did have feelings. And, you know, I probably will for a long time. Well, for a while. But I just need to get out there and find someone else. Or something else. Maybe a cow. This isn't a rural area, but, you know, sky's the limit. With cows, apparently. But yeah, so I do love cows though. Not in that way, but you know, maybe if I get drunk or have some bad milk, maybe. Maybe. But yeah. So not quite 3 months. Not quite 3 months. But it was almost. Almost. The only thing that I'm and this is kind of a selfish thing, but I was like, oh, he got out of having to buy me a birthday present, because my birthday is actually next Thursday, hint hint, the 9th, and yeah, I was kind of hoping, I was kind of hoping for something, or at least, you know, something special, but now he's kind of off the hook, so oh well, oh well. And a whole bunch of my other friends have kind of talked about doing something anyway. And generally, I'm pretty private about my birthdays. I don't like to do them. And I actually think the main reason is because when I was 16, you know, your big 16th birthday, a few days before, my mom had tried to commit suicide and then spent. That just let that stay for a bit. The irony. I'll let this irony stay for a bit. Not the fact that that was depressing, but yeah, and then she had to go to the hospital, and on my 16th birthday, I went to visit her in the psych ward, and it was like, yay, you know. And I actually really like that show, My Sweet 16, just to like compare it to how crappy my 16th was. And if there's any reason at all to watch that show, for me, it's that. It's like, wow, these kids, I like them because they suck. But that is a pretty sweet limo. And a cake. And whatever else. Oh, there's some one preview where, like, I was watching one where, like, his girl wanted Eminem to show up at her thing. It's like, really? You really think that Eminem is gonna show up at your bratty little party? This is gonna be great television. I saw one where he hit his sights lower with like some kind of like under some yeah, some group that I've actually heard of, and heard on the radio, but it was kind of more on the dance station over here. And, you know, I mean that's where to go, but yeah, don't say like I want Mariah Carey to sing at my 16th birthday. It's like you better be Mariah Carey's relative, or related to Nick Cannon or something. But yeah, because I'm thinking she's kind of a bitch and would say no matter what, even if you were probably like the Make-A-Wish Foundation or some other really big charity, she would probably just say no. But yeah, so. That being said, she used to be talented. Anyway, but yeah, so, you know, trying to get myself to move on. And I haven't finished all the book, but yeah, he's just not that into you. I've mostly finished it. And one of my other friends, She gave me like five other books. So apparently I'm now trying to pass my time reading, which is kind of weird because I hate books. Except for the fact that I like to go to the library. But I don't go to the library to read or check out books. I just like to go to use their free internet because suckers. Finally, now I don't have to go be a douche at the Barnes and Noble. No, I can just steal your internet and you have nothing to say about it. Well, I'm not really stealing it because it's free for everybody, but yeah. As far as I'm concerned, libraries are communism for the elite. And also a daytime homeless shelter. So, although just to interject, a few days ago I saw two homeless people like sitting next to each other. I think they were like two seats away from, but they were one seat away from me. Or there was one seat in between us. But it was kind of like, it was kind of one of those things like, oh, I want to take a picture of this and then like put it in a magazine like, homeless people are just like us. Homeless people have friends. Homeless people like the warmth. Homeless people read. It was heartwarming, even though I'm not a big fan of the homeless, but it was nice to see. So yeah. Anyway, but no homeless today. No homeless today. But I'm actually planning on going back out because I got to get me a job or something. So I'm thinking waiting tables until something in the bar opens up. Yay! But yeah, so that's my plan. And I actually just came home to I came home to grab my resume and like some other information cards and such. And yeah, got home, kind of did like a manic dance thing. 'Cause I did notice yesterday when I was doing my karaoke, which by the way, it's really tough to do karaoke after you've broken up because a lot, well, at least for me, because a lot of the songs that I like to sing are kind of breakup songs anyway. And I didn't want people to think like I was super depressed, even though I really do like the songs. I mean, who doesn't like the Fugees Killing Me Softly, or Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with It, or a whole bunch of stuff. So I ended up just doing stuff that I didn't really know as well. That was kind of fun, but well, the first one was kind of fun. The second one was Family Portrait by Pink. Not a crowd pleaser, but I knew it and I liked it. So there, suck it. But yeah, so just trying to move on and trying to find someone who, well, I'm just trying to find something. I'm not looking for for the next Mr. McDonald. I'm just looking for, just something. Something in the form of, well, yeah. I actually have to think about what I want, so that'll be fun. But at the very least, I'm going out there. I do have to admit, I'm really glad that even though I'm kind of sad about everything, I'm glad that I at least had a chance, that I at least had a chance to open up a bit, open my heart, take some chances, because most of my life, especially as a kid, I didn't, and this actually had some benefits to it. And so overall, it was a positive experience, and I think I will do it again, or at least try. I'm sure I'll do it again at some point, but not like I'm gonna rush into it necessarily just for that, but yeah, so all right, well, I think I've bored you enough. This is coming up to 45 minutes, so all right, and of course, if you wanna write some comments or anything, the email is, I believe it's chrismademegay@yahoo.com.
Leave an email, leave a comment, give suggestions or your criticisms or whatever. I'll read it because, well, because I don't have a job right now. So, of course, I'm going to read it now. But, you know, and maybe I might mention it on here next time. And that might help to kill some of the time here. That's kind of me just awkwardly rambling. All right, well, also, if there are any format things, like if you liked any of the previous episodes, the things with the bumps or the trailers, actually, mainly just bumps, but if you liked that, let me know. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with this. This is still kind of a draft format of just being extemporaneous. So, yeah. All right, well, I will talk to you later. Okay, bye.